Good afternoon.
下午好。
It is by God's grace and also a privilege for me to share the word of God with all of you.
很荣幸给大家来分享上帝的话语。
And also like to greet all of you on behalf of 10 Presbyterian Church.
我代表第四长老会向大家问好。
And also 10 International Fellowship where I'm serving now.
并且代表第四长老会底下的国际教会向大家问好。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父上帝，
when we step into your presence,
我们来到你面前，
we want to praise you.
我们愿意赞美你。
Because you're the one true God who reveal your words unto us.
因为你是唯一的真神，向我们启示了你的真理。
We give thanks for this wonderful moment.
我们为这个时刻向你献上感谢。
We pray that you open our heart and prepare our minds to receive and understand your words.
我们向你祷告，你打开我们的心，使我们可以听见你的话语。
We pray that the Holy Spirit you lead us into your truth.
我们求圣灵和我们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
Today's passage is taken from Jude.
今天我们的经文是从犹大书里来的。
Jude verse 3 and verse 4.
犹大书第三节和第四节。
Jude is a very short book.
犹大书是一本很短的书。
Just one chapter.
只有一个章节。
Let me read for you in English and then in Chinese. He said, Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. For certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago,have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord.
犹大书第三节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们。要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩，因为有些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的，是不虔诚的，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会，并且不认独一的主宰我们主耶稣基督。
And a couple of years ago in CNN News,
几年前美国有线电视网有一个新闻。
It was reported that part of the Anglican Church considered joining the Roman Catholic Church.
讲到部分圣公会想加入天主教会。
Now it was a shocking news.
多么惊人的一个消息。
Especially among our evangelical churches.
特别是在我们这些福音派的教会当中。
Now the Anglican Church was originated from the Church of England in 16th century.
美国圣公会实际上是源于英国16世纪英国的国家教会。
And at that time, mainly due to personal reasons, the King of England, Henry VIII, decided to separate the Roman churches in England from the Rome.
那时候英国的国王亨利八世因为个人的原因决定呢，他们从天主教会当中分离出来，成立一个独立的英国教会。
And joined the Reformation by establishing a new independent denomination, which is the Church of England.
决定呢成立一个改革宗的独立的教会，就是现在的英国国教。
But sadly speaking, after some 450 years, because of liberalism,
很悲哀的是，450年以后。这些圣公会
Because of liberalism, many Anglican churches began to accept and to ordain gay ministers and gay marriage.
因为自由主义的泛滥，在这个圣公会当中呢，他们开始接受同性恋的牧师和同性恋的婚姻。
Because of this reason, the more conservative Anglicans have considered separating themselves from the main body of the Anglican Church.
因为这个原因呢，一些比较保守的圣公会的教会呢，决定就离开这个圣公会。
Unfortunately, they did not move or go into the directions of establishing a doctrinal orthodox denomination.
很遗憾的是，他们想离开圣公会没有进入一个正统的一个分宗派，却要加入天主教会。
But join the Catholic Church.
却要加入天主教会。
Which is considered by most evangelicals as having major deviations from the teachings in the Bible.
这被很多福音派看来是一个非常重大的偏差。
Now, when I thought about it, I'm very disappointed.
当我想到这个事情的时候，我非常的失望。
On one hand, I was thinking when facing the challenge of the unorthodox teachings of the liberalism, why can't the conservative Anglicans defend the faith?
当我想到这个时候，这件事情的时候，这些保守的圣公派的这些教会为什么不能进入一个正统的来捍卫他们的信仰？
And say, why do they want to join the Catholic Church?
为什么他们要加入天主教会？
And on the other hand, I was thinking that we as believers, when facing the challenge of unbiblical teachings and philosophies, how are we going to respond to all these things?
对我们来说，当我们面对一些不符合圣经的教导的时候，我们如何来捍卫我们自己的信仰？
Can we stand firm on what we believe?
我们能够在我们所对我们站稳在我们所相信的这个信仰当中站稳脚跟呢？
I think Jude 3 and 4 may give us some good advice and teachings concerning this issue.
犹大书第三节和第四节可以给我们一些很好的教导。
Now today I'm going to share with you two significant points from these two short verses.
今天我要和大家分享两个非常重要的问题。
Now the first thing we can learn from this passage is that we should defend our faith in Christ because there are people who want to destroy our faith undetected.
首先我们要想我们要捍卫我们的信仰，因为有人要毁坏我们的信仰，动摇我们的信心。
Now before we talk about how to defend our faith, we must know what the nature of our faith is.
在我们在讨论如何捍卫我们的信仰之前，首先我们必须明白清楚是我们的信仰是什么。
But first of all, what does it mean by faith in verse 3?
这个第三节里讲的这个信仰到底是在讲什么？
Now what does the word faith indicate in this context?
这个信仰在这一段经文里到底在说什么？
Now the Greek word can mean two things.
希腊文可以有三个意思。
It is the instrument of salvation.
是得救的器皿。
This means that through faith we are saved by God.
通过这个信心，我们被上帝拯救。
Through faith we enter into the covenant of God.
通过这个信心，因着这个信，我们进入了上帝的约。
Now, however, in this context, the word faith means more like.The object of what we believe.
在这一段经文里，这个信心更主要是指这个信仰。
Or the content of what we believe.
包含着我们所相信的是什么。
Now it is the gospel that Jude is referring in this context.
实际上就是我们所说的福音。
Now this is the same faith that Paul talked about in Galatians chapter 1 verse 23 where he said he who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy.
这也是保罗在加拉太书里讲所说的同样的一个信仰，那从前逼迫我们的现在传扬他原先所残害的真道。
This is the same faith that Paul talked about in Romans chapter 1 verse 5 where Paul tells that the kind of gospel that we believe requires our obedience.
这是一个同样的信仰，保罗在罗马书一章第五节里所说的所讲到的，我们要信服真道。
This is not a kind of knowledge that we merely believe, but this is a kind of message that requires our life commitment.
这不是一种知识啊，我们来相信，而是一个信息要我们有生命的交托。
And therefore, the faith that Jude talks about here is the gospel.
这里所讲的这个信心，实际上就是我们所说的这个福音。
The most fundamental and most significant teachings of the Bible.
这是最重要、最根本的教导。
A message that concerns the creation of God.
这个教导，这个福音包括上帝的创造。
The message that concerns the fall of man.
人的堕落。
The Word became flesh.
道成肉身。
The death of Christ.
基督受死。
The resurrection of Christ.
基督复活。
The work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作。
And the second coming of Christ.
基督再来。
Now, be that as it may, we still have to come back to our question of what is the nature of this faith that Jude talks about.
那我们现在再回来看看犹大书里在这讲的这个信仰到底是什么。
Now, in verse 3, it tells that the faith for which we believers must contend was once for all delivered to the saints.
这个信仰是从前一次交付圣徒的真道，我们要竭力的争辩。
Now, in other words, the gospel which the prophets and apostles preach to us is immutable, unchanging, and abiding.
这就是说，这个信仰是不可改变的，是我们必须持守的。
Now, when it is said once for all, it doesn't literally mean just one time.
一次交付并不是说只交付了一次。
It's not understood from a perspective of the process.
并不是在讨论一个过程。
But a perspective of the content.
而是在讲这个内涵。
Because we knew that the revelation of the Bible is progressive from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
因为我们知道上帝的启示是从西。旧约到新约。
In other words, the content of what God has given us cannot be increased or decreased.
这个内涵就是说，上帝给我们的启示不能增加，也不能减少。
The revelation has completed.
上帝的启示已经结束了。
And this fact has great significance and implication not only upon what we believe, but how we believe.
这个事实告诉我们，不仅仅是我们要相信什么，而是要怎样相信。
And no false teachers can claim that he has a new revelation without being questioned its legitimacy.
任何一个假教师都不可以说他有新的从上帝来的启示。如果是这样的话，我们要真的是看一下他的合法性。
And nor can he teach us anything that contradicts with what are being taught in the Bible.
没有任何一个假教师可以说教导与圣经相违背的事情。
It's just like the scenario where a father has hired a lawyer to make a will, leaving all his property and money behind for his sons.
就像举一个例子来说，一个父亲写一个遗嘱给他的儿子，将来为财产如何分配。
And after his death, no matter how unhappy and unsatisfied his sons with how the property and money are divided among them, no one can change his will.
这个遗嘱在这个父亲去世以后，无论这些孩子们儿子们如何的不高兴，这个遗嘱是不能改变的，一点一画都不能。
Not a jot.
一点一画都不能改变。
Not a jot. Now the second thing we have to learn the nature of the people who come to destroy our faith.
第二点我们需要清楚的是，这些人要动摇我们信心的这些人，他们的特点是什么？
Now in the eyes of God, what will be their destiny?
在上帝的眼里，他们的结局是什么？
If you look at the context of the entire epistle of Jude,
如果你看一下整个犹大书，
you find that these people were not from outside the church.
你会发现这些人并不是从外教会以外来的。
Instead, they came from within the church circle.
而是从教会以内来的。
In verse 4, Jude tells two significant points about these false teachers.
这些假教师有两个非常明显的特点。
The first, he tells that these people were designated for condemnation long ago.
这些假教师自古被定为受刑罚的。
Now what does it mean?
什么意思呢？
Now there are three possible explanations for this question.
当然有三个解释。
Now which I will just briefly run through them.
我就简单的
The first explanation inclines to the doctrine of predestination.
第一个解释呢, 趋向于预定论的神学立场。
Now, some early church fathers believe that the destiny of the false teachers have already been written in the heavenly books.
早期的神,这个权威的神学作者, 认为呢,他们这些人的名字已经写在天上的书籍里了。
Another church fathers believe that what Jude knew was given a revelation by God which is not written in the Old Testament.
另一些早期的神学作者认为呢, 犹大在这里所讲的是上帝的启示, 没有写在旧约里。
The second explanation presupposes other apostles have already prophesied concerning the damnation of those false teachers.
第二点有一个假设，就是说，这些假教师的结局呢，已经在这个先知书里讲到。
For example, in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 4, it has already been mentioned the destruction of false teachers in the future.
彼得后书二章一到三节里说他们已经。 在将来呢，他们这些假教师都会被毁灭。
Now this means that the apostle Jude would have depended upon these prophecies pronounced by the other apostles.
犹大在这里讲到的这些假教师，就是在先知书里所讲到的那些假教师。
And the third explanation fit better into the literary context of Jude.
第三个解释更比较适合于这个犹大书的整个上下文。The
false teachers and their condemnation have been prophesied in the form of prophecy before the New Testament era.
这些假教师实际上在这个旧约里已经被定罪了。
The prophecies were given either in the form of the Old Testament types, of such as we have seen in verses 5 to 7 and 11.
这些假教师实际上是在先知书里已经提到过了，在这个第五节里我们可以看到。
Or in the book of Enoch written during the Second Temple period.
在一本叫以诺的书里。
Now this explanation also provides a better link with the following verses from verses 5 to 19.
这一个解释呢，将第五节和十九节呢可以联系起来。
This means that the verses 5 to 19 are unique.
意思是说第五节和第十九节呢实际上是一体的。
In which Jude mentions a series of types and prophecies to support what he pronounces in verse 4.
这里所讲到的这些，犹大里所讲到的实际上支持他的第四节。
Now all three explanations may not be exclusive, mutually exclusive.
这三个解释并不是说彼此互相排斥的。
Now these three explanations share a common point.
这三个解释呢有个共同的共同点。
Which is also significant to us to believe in the New Testament period.
那对我们呢新约时代来说更重要。
And face various challenges of false teachings and false gospel.
如何面对我们这些错误的教导。
The message that those false teachers were designated for condemnation long ago gave us assurance that God is in charge.
假教师自古被定罪的信息使我们有了一个确据，这就是上帝是掌权的。
Whatever damages that the false teachers cause within the church will not and cannot escape the judgment of God and His sovereignty.
这些假教师对教会造成的这个破坏，将来一定会得到最终的审判。
The destiny is a type of what happened in the Old Testament.
他们的结局已经在旧约里讲到了。
The works will be demolished, and they themselves will be destroyed.
他们的工作将被摧毁，他们自己也将被毁灭。
And the second aspect of the nature of false teacher is captured by a single word mentioned in verse 4, namely ungodly people.
假教师的另一个特点就是在讲到是不虔诚。
Now, as a matter of fact, the word itself occurs 6 times in the Epistle of Jude.
我们可以看到《犹大书》里讲到不虔诚出现了六次，
which is more than any writing of the New Testament and apostolic fathers.
这一个词呢，在其他的新约的书信里呢，也出现过，但没有这么多。
The significance of this word tells us that the most fundamental problem of the false teachers is not an intellectual problem.
这也告诉我们假教师的这个不虔诚不仅仅是一个知识上的问题
but a spiritual problem
而且是一个属灵的问题
that is ungodliness
这就是不虔诚是一个属灵的
and more often than not when false teachers misinterpret the Bible or teach something against the teachings in the Bible their basic motive is freedom
假教师的不虔诚他们教导与圣经不符合的事情这里的一个动机在于他们是自由主义
they yearn for a kind of freedom that is not subject to the authority of God's word
他们渴望这种自由以至于他们可以不按照圣经的话去行
and the guidance of the Holy Spirit
按照圣灵的教导来行
so in fact it's a common scenario a phenomenon that can be found even in the lay people
这实际上在我们的社会在世人的这个工作当中也可以发现同样的问题
Now you always find some Christians or heard from some Christians are always looking for excuses to do what the Bible forbids
你总是会看到有一些基督徒他们做一些事情会有各种借口做一些圣经里不允许我们做的事情
Now even though the Bible is not a rule-based religion
当然圣经并不是是一本以规条为基础的这么一个信仰
But we still have to live a life that should be compatible with the gospel that we believe
但我们仍然是需要过一个按照道德去行的一个生活
There are still many do's and don'ts
仍然有许多圣经里讲到一些可以做的可以不可以做的事情
Therefore the most fundamental reason for any false teacher to twist the Bible is for his own need reflects a kind of rebellion against God
假教师他们错误的解经的这个根源就是想自由主义
Now we label those scholars who deviate from the orthodox teachings in the Bible as liberals
我们叫这些解经学者他们这种解释圣经呢是一种叫自由主义
Now in fact it sounds like those scholars are trying to liberate themselves from something else
这些解经学者好像是在讲这个学术共识或学术自由
Now parallel liberal scholars try to attack and criticize evangelical Christians in the name of scholarly consensus or academic freedom without any doctrinal constraint
他们用这个学术共识或学术自由却没有任何的神学约束
Now, however, if you look closer what they're doing only reflects the reluctance of being limited by the traditional orthodoxy and doctrinal formulations
Say it again
If we look closer, what they are doing only reflects their reluctance of being limited by the traditional orthodoxy and doctrinal formulations.
如果你更仔细的来看的话，他们实际上是不愿意来受这个传统的正统神学的约束。
The point is, liberal theology or biblical study is not only an intellectual issue, a reason for intellectual debate.
自由主义的解经呢实际上并不仅仅是一个学术上的一个问题
It is also a spiritual issue
而是一个属灵的问题
Which is ungodliness
这就是不虔诚
Now we come in verse 4 tells that this false teacher had crept in unnoticed
这第四节里告诉我们他们这些人是偷着进来的
As a matter of fact, during the early church period, there were many so-called itinerant preachers and teachers traveling around from place to place to preach and teach what they know about the gospel.
早期的教会有这么一些传道人，他们到处叫流动的流动传道人，他们到各个教会里去讲道。
Now, in the midst of them, there were those who proclaimed another kind of gospel.
他们所传讲的并不是我们现在所看到这个真正的这种福音
Now, therefore they were not typical non-Christian or local government who were hostile and openly opposed to Christians
他们并不是那些一般的这非基督徒或者是当地政府对基督徒那样蛮有这个怀恨在心的这个一种态度
And sadly speaking they were so-called Christians who crept into the church like thieves.
很悲哀的一件事情，就是他们偷偷的溜进了教会，就像一个贼一样。
At times, the extent of damage caused by the people from inside the church is much more severe than those from outside the church.
他们对教会的毁坏比外面对教会的迫害更为严重。
You know, there was a time when I was trying to sell my car to a buyer.
有一次我在卖一辆车。
We agreed to deal, you know, with cash only.
我们彼此达成一个协议，就是现金交易。
And he would like to give me a stack of cash.
他愿意给我一沓现金。
So to facilitate the entire process, I suggest getting our deal done in one of the local banks in the Philadelphia area.
为了能够尽快的把这个事情做成呢，我们就决定找一个当地的银行来做这件事情。
So I chose a bank and brought the cash inside the bank and let the cashier to count for me.
我就拿着这一沓钱呢，来到了一个银行，让这个出纳员呢给我点这个钱。
And I also thought that it would be, you know, better to let the cashier know about how I got the whole stack of money.
同时呢，我也愿意让这个出纳员呢知道这个钱从哪里来。
So when she knew that I was selling my car,
当她知道我在卖我的车的时候
，she did show a great appreciation for telling her the source of the money.
她蛮感激的对我把这个事情讲出来。
She said to me.
他对我说
Do you know, Mr.?
你知道吗
There are many cases of selling cars in cash and then depositing the money into the bank at the same time.
你知道吗有很多的这个现金交易的这个卖车和买车的他们在银行里存钱。
However, there are about 80 to 90% in such cases when counterfeit bills are involved.
80% to 90% 的情况下呢有一些假币会混在里面
So you have to be very very careful
你得特别小心
So most of the time they didn't find the whole stack of bills was fake
他们并不是说整个这一沓钱全是假币
But just a few of them slipped between the real ones
只是有几张夹在里面
This is exactly how the false teacher spreading the false teaching in our midst.
这就是假教师如何在我们教会当中。
They won't change the entire gospel.
他不会改变整个的福音。
But they will change a little bit of here and there.
他们会改变这一点，改变那一点。
And unfortunately, that little bit can cause the entire foundation to crumble.
很遗憾的是啊，这改变这么一点点，这一点那一点，会影响这个信仰的根基。
Now we come to the second point.
那我们现在来到第二点。
The second thing we can learn from this passage is that we should defend our faith in Christ because there are people who want to destroy our faith by changing the essence of our faith and denying our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二点就是说，我们应该捍卫我们的信仰，因为有人想。毁灭我们的信仰。
But the first question you should ask is how do they destroy our faith?
第一个问题需要问的是他们怎样来毁坏我们的信仰。
Verse 4 tells that the ungodly people have perverted the grace of God into sensuality.
第四节说这些假教师实际上是淫荡了上帝的恩典。
And how do they pervert God's grace into sensuality?
他们怎样引导上帝的恩典呢
？There could be three scenarios.
有可能是三种情况。
The first, there might be a group of believers called antinomians.
第一点就可能是一个一些人，他们是反律法派。
They believe that since Christians have received salvation from God, they no longer abide by the Mosaic law, even the Ten Commandments and the moral laws.
他们认为，因为我们已经蒙恩得救了，我们不需要来守各种摩西律法了。
The underlying presupposition is that if God has justified us by faith, and the blood of Christ has cleansed us from sinning against God, how shall we be judged because of sin?
这里是说，我们既然是蒙恩得救了，我们已经被上帝被上帝的宝血我们充溢了我们怎么可能还会被在定将来，因为我们的行为被定罪呢
And therefore Christians can continue to sin and do whatever they want.
这样的话基督徒就可以做他们想做的事情。
And second, there might be a group of believers who believe that they had already achieved a perfect sanctification.
另一部人就是认为他们已经达到了一个成圣的地步了。
And therefore whatever a believer does would not be affected by sin.
就是说如果他们已经成圣了，无论他们做什么都不会被这个罪所影响。
This is because they no longer own a body with sinful nature.
他们已经不再拥有一个犯罪的身体。
If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6,
如果你读哥林多前书第六章,
you find the Corinthian church was facing a similar problem.
你会发现哥林多教会面对的同样的问题。
Paul warned them it's better to flee from sexual immorality.
保罗让他们要脱离淫荡。
Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body.
淫荡的人呢，实际是对他们自己身体犯罪。
And this is the second scenario.
这是第二个情况。
And third, I personally believe that there are more Christians in today's churches have this kind of misconception about salvation.
我认为现在教会很多的人是有这个错误的概念，关于救恩的一个错误的概念。
For them, belief in Jesus Christ is just like purchasing some sort of life insurance.
对他们来说，这个相信耶稣基督啊，就像买一个人寿保险。
They thought that after believing in Jesus and being baptized, they already have the insurance of salvation regardless of how they live their lives.
他们认为他们已经是得救了，他们过一个什么样的生活是无关重要的。
The assumption is, it doesn't matter how I live because I'm saved.
无论我过一种什么样的生活，因为我已经是得救了。
And surely the Bible does not teach that we earn our salvation by good work or good fruit.
当然，圣经并不是教导我们如何用我们的行为来赢得这个救恩。
However, people who are never serious about their own faith may raise the question as to whether they have believed in Christ with the true and genuine faith.
但是那些我行我素的人，不按照圣经去做的人。 给我们一个提出了一个问题，就是你是不是真正的得救？
The fact is, they may not be saved in the first place.
事实上，那些人不一定是真正的得救。
Because they never truly believe in Jesus Christ.
他们从来没有真正的相信耶稣基督。
So believing is not some sort of intellectual accent and lip service.
相信耶稣基督并不仅仅是一个知识上的一个耍嘴皮子的事情。
Believing contains understanding, agreeing, and commitment.
相信耶稣基督意味着理解、认同和委身。
And these three scenarios have not only changed the essence of the gospel that we believe.
这三种情况呢，不仅仅改变了我们对这个福音的真道的认识。
But also share a common theological error, namely a misunderstanding of Christians' liberty.
他们同时也表现了一个就是神学的有错误的立场，就是基督徒的自由主义。
And as a matter of fact, Christian's liberty is not doing whatever you wish or whatever you desire.
基督徒的自由并不是说你想做你愿意做的事情。
This is not liberty.
这不是自由。
Instead, it is licentious.
这就是实际上是耍赖。
The from the perspective of spiritual life is not freedom.
从圣灵的生活角度来看，这不是一个自由。
The spiritual suicide.
而是精神自杀。
Yeah. 属灵上的自杀。 Yeah. Christian liberty is a restricted freedom that comes with responsibility.
基督徒的这个自由是实际上是从责任当中。 Sorry.
Christian liberty is a restricted freedom that comes with responsibility.
基督徒的自由实际上是跟这个责任连在一起的。
It's a kind of freedom restricted by the word of God.
是跟上帝的话语连在一起的。
被上帝话拘束。 So Christian liberty is a freedom from the bondage of sin.
基督徒的这个自由主义
So which does not conform to the pattern of this world,
不是要认同这个世界,
but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
而是要心意更随着心意更新而变化。
More often than not, most false teachers do not teach something that is diametrically opposed to the gospel.
更多的人，他们这些假教师并不是要教导人截然违背福音的这种教导。
And on the contrary, they may just change a little bit of most fundamental element in the gospel and then sell it to you.
他们只是改变这个福音的当中的其中的一点，然后呢卖给你。
So what they teach may sound very similar to the gospel in the scriptures.
他们的教导跟圣经里所启示的这个福音呢很相似。
So, for instance, the New Orthodox teaches that the Bible is not the Word of God, but only contains the Word of God.
举一个例子来说，就是现在的这个新正统派，他们讲这个圣经呢，不是这个上帝的话语，只是包含了上帝的话语。
So, do you know what that means?
你知道这里边那个意思是什么吗
？It means that when you open the Bible,
意思是说，当你打开圣经的时候
，and start reading the scriptures.
你并不是在看这个全部上帝的话语。
You have to identify which portion of scripture is God's words and which portion is not.
你需要来分辨哪一些是上帝来的话语，哪一些不是。
It seems like there's only a small difference between the New Orthodox teaching and the traditional doctrine of scriptures.
这里的好像这个新正统派和正统的神学，
很相似。
差不多。
Now, however, the implication and application of the teaching can be detrimental to the faith, to our faith. Yeah.
但是这个差不多可以非常动摇我们的这个基要的真理。
So when they interpret the scriptures, whatever they contradict with their assumptions, such as supernatural events, will be rejected.
当他们在解经的时候，他们看到一些跟他们的假设相违背的时候，他们就挪去，他们就拿掉。
And the essence of the gospel has changed because of a little difference that the false teachers made.
比如说这些这些超自然的事情，他们就会拿去。这个圣经里的福音的根本已经改变了，就因为这些小小的改变，福音的这个这个根本的这个基要真理实际上已经改变了。
And the second way of how false teachers destroy our faith is to deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ.
第二点，这个假教师来改变我们的信仰，就是通过通过否认耶稣基督。
If you look at verse 4, the author has two ways to call upon Jesus Christ.
如果我们看第四节，这个作者有一种叫法叫对耶稣基督有一种称呼。
The first is the master.
首先是主宰。
The second is the Lord.
再就是我们的就是再一个就是主。
But the word implies a relationship between an owner who redeems a slave from someone else.
这个主宰呢，就是说奴隶主赎回这个奴隶。
In our case, it's Jesus who has used His blood to redeem us and set us free from the bondage of sin.
意思是说呢，主耶稣将我们从罪恶过犯当中救拔出来。
It's a matter of new ownership.
是一个新的一个拥有所有权的事情。
From a slave in sin becomes a slave in Christ.
通过从罪的奴隶变成耶稣基督的这个奴仆。
And on the other hand, the title of the Lord is commonly used and known among us as it is used as a Christological title and has more exalted connotations.
这个主这个词在用的时候呢，是更多的是基督教的一种称呼。
So therefore, in this verse, Jude is trying to highlight two aspects of relationship between Jesus and us.
这里犹大实际上在告诉我们。我们和上帝之间和主耶稣基督的一个关系。
The first is the relationship between the one who is the sovereignty over life and the one who is under such sovereignty.
一个关系就是说，一个是主权的主，再就是我们是被这个主拥有的一个我们。
The second aspect is the one who redeems by his blood and the one who is redeemed.
一个是用他的宝血将我们拯救出来，一个是就是 对我们来说，我们是被他拯救。
And these two aspects tell us one very significant fact.
这两点告诉我们一个非常重要的一个问题。
You and I are not the master who can take control of our lives.
你和我都不是我们生命的主宰。
Jesus is our Lord.
耶稣基督是我们的主。
This passage tells us that when the false teacher teaches to live a life and not being serious about our own faith,
这里教导我们，如果我们过着一个生活，不是一个真正的基督徒的生活
，not serious about scriptures,
对这个圣经的教导不是很严肃对待的话
，there's not only an ethical and spiritual problem,
这不仅仅是一个道德或者是属灵的问题
，but also a theological problem,
而且是一个神学的问题。
In other words, this implies that the believers do not have a full grasp of understanding about Christ, our Lord.
就说我们这些基督徒并不真正的理解什么是福音。
So when a believer, whether it be his thought or his behavior, does not reflect what is being taught in the scriptures, this means that he or she still had not accepted Christ as his or her own as a owner.
如果你一个基督徒过着一种跟你蒙召的恩所相称的一种生活的话，你要问一下自己，你是不是真正的得救
？He's still his own boss.
你还是一个你自己的主。
And finally, we have to ask one very important question.
最后，我们需要问一个非常重要的问题。
How then shall we defend our faith?
如何捍卫我们自己的信仰
？Knowing that there are false teachers who destroy our faith.
面对这一些假药师的教导。
The phrase "contend for the faith" implies that we believers have to make certain effort.In order to defend our faith,
这里讲到我们要捍卫我们的信仰，我们必须努力做一些事情。
Now here I would like to explain a little bit about the word "contend."
我在这里要解释一下这个“竭力”这一个字。
The gospel that we believe is not like some other knowledge in other secular areas.
这里讲到并不是一个世上的一个知识。
It's not a secular concept or kind of theories.
也并不是一个世上的一个概念。
I believe that those theories and concepts developed in the area of science, technology, and medical and business can be compiled to become at least thousands of millions of textbooks. What I mean is those theories can be compiled to many books of textbooks. Yeah.
那些理论，市场的理论可以用。都可以汇在一起，变成好多的书籍。
The word "contend" teaches us that the gospel that we believe is not some sort of knowledge or expertise.
这里讲到的福音并不是仅仅一个知识。
But the faith that every Christian ought to have a lifelong commitment to learn and to defend.
这个福音讲到我们必须将我们的生命来交托出来。
In fact, the word "contend" has two very important aspects.
这里要竭力争辩有两个方面的意义。
First, apparently, the word "contend" has a more passive connotations.
这里一个竭力争辩就不仅仅是一个被动的
meaning you only defend when someone comes to attack you.
这里讲主要是是一个方面就是讲是被动的。当有人来攻击你的时候，你要防卫。
However, when we look carefully at the entire context of the Book of Jude, we will find that the word "contend" has another more active connotation.
当我们在看，实际上在看整个以拉书的时候，我们看到这个词实际上还有一个主动进攻的这个含义。
If we look at verses 22 to 23,
如果我们看一看22节和23节
，we will find that we are not only defending.
我们不仅仅是在捍卫。
But also place ourselves in an offensive position before our enemies.
我们同时呢，也是一个主动的进攻的一个状态。
We have to snatch people who have been bewildered by various false teachings out of fire.
我们需要要从这个从火中救出来。这个火是指就是说这个假教师的教导当中救拔出来。
We have to make every thought captive through reasoning with those who are walking down the wrong path. We have to make every thought captive through reasoning with those who are walking down the wrong path.
有些人存疑心，我们要怜悯他们。
我们需要把那些走错的人的理性掳回来。And pointing out what's wrong with them and what's the right teaching in the Bible.
什么是正确的圣经里正确的教导呢？
And we have to hate whatever God hates.
我们要恨恶那些上帝恨恶的。
And love whatever God loves.
爱上帝所爱的。
And having learned that we have to defend our faith in both passive and active mode, we have to know that what to do in order to defend our faith.
我们需要如何去做来捍卫我们的信仰？
First, I think the most fundamental thing we have to do is to know our Bible and doctrine well.
首先我们必须真正的来认识这个圣经和我们的这个神学立场。
Every one of us, whether we are workers, self-employed, housewife or students, are facing the challenge of juggling our timetable.
无论我们是上班的或是念书的，我们都遇到同样一个问题，就是我们的时间很紧迫。
We have limited time.
我们有有限的时间。
However, we really need to spare time to learn the Bible and doctrine.
我们确实需要花时间来学习这个教义和圣经。
I would suggest, you know, that every family in this church at least has one study Bible and Westminster Shorter Catechism.
我建议啊，这个教会里的每一个家庭至少有一本圣经和一个西敏西昂这个告白。
Yeah, even the Westminster Confession of Faith, yeah. Which can give you more info when doing your Bible study and most basic doctrinal knowledge of what you believe.
这个书可以帮助你如何来理解圣经。
Now, if you can spare some time in the evening, you may enroll in some evening courses at the seminary in order to equip yourselves for God's ministry.
如果你可以上晚上的课，在一个神学院里上一个晚上的课的话，就有更好的帮助你来学习圣经。
And second, we need to voice up and stand by our faith when we are attacked.
当我们被一些假教的这个假教师攻击的时候，我们会站立脚跟。
For example, when false teachers promote things or means that could cause non-Christians to cast more doubt on Christianity,
这些假教师会让那些非信徒呢
产生怀疑，
对基督教产生怀疑。
It could cause new believers to stumble over faith.
绊倒这些初信。
We should study their teachings and through different channels make corrections of any misconceptions.
我们需要通过各种不同的渠道来捍卫我们的信仰。
And as Christians, we should respond to every single accusation that distorts the true picture of what we believe.
作为基督徒，我们要通过各种不同的途径来捍卫我们的信仰。
And on the other hand, we ought not to sit still and wait for our enemies coming to attack.
我们不仅仅是被动的在这来捍卫这个信仰。
So on the contrary, we should always be more active in engaging both our false teachers and non-Christian friends.
我们更应该是主动的，时刻准备着，当其假教师进来的时候，我们要准备好作战。
It doesn't necessarily mean we always have to go out and pick on, you know, someone, but we always can show our presence through different channels, whether it is physical or non-physical.
这里并不是说我们需要出去就是找茬而是说我们需要表明我们的信仰。
By physical, it can mean witnessing for Christ in your workplace.
通过有形的和无形的。
Or campus or schools.
在校园里或者是在工作岗位。
Whereas by non-physical, it can mean an open discussion, you know, on internet forum or Twitter.
这种无形的这种无形的这种捍卫信仰，就是说你可以在互联网上来表明你的信仰。
In fact, there are many ways you can engage with false teachings in today's social media revolutions.
你可以say it again. Sorry.
I mean, there are many ways you can engage with false teachings in today's social media revolutions.
有许多的办法你可以来摧毁这一些错误的教导。面对这个这种。
So because time constraint, I have to stop here. So this is a faith that requires our Lord as our Master and the Lord who has the absolute sovereignty over our lives. This is the faith that requires our Lord Jesus as our Master and Lord, who has the absolute sovereignty over our lives.
这个信仰就是说，上帝是我们的主，也是他也是掌权的主。
This is the kind of faith that we have to defend.
这个信仰就是我们必须要捍卫的。
Therefore, we should set out to defend our faith not only passively.
我们必须走出去来捍卫这个信仰。
But also actively.
不仅仅是被动的，而且要主动的。
And as much as we should engage our enemies and the false teachings in every opportunity that comes along.
我们应该时刻准备着为这些对这些敌人作战。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Father, for this wonderful time that we can learn your words.
感谢主，这一个美好的时间是我们可以学习你的话语。
Your words is the source of life.
你的话语是我们生命的源泉。
Your words is the source of our wisdom.
你的话语是我们智慧的源泉。
And Father, teach us and help us to defend your faith.The word, the gospels that you have given to us once and for all.
主啊，我们请求你来让我们捍卫这个信仰。这个信仰是你一次交付圣徒的真道。
And Father, when we are weak, when we are, you know, less of courage, we pray that the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts.
主啊，当我们软弱的时候，求你在我们心里做工。
It gives us the courage and boldness to share the gospel.
给我们勇气和力量，使我们可以分享你的福音。
To defend the Christianity.
来捍卫这个基督教。
To defend the truth in the Bible.
来捍卫这个圣经的真理。
So that we will let other people to see the glory of Christ.
我们可以让别人来看到上帝耶稣基督的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Sorry.